for KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk. I'm Katie Heiler. Of the numerous items Missouri legislators will consider during this veto session, Senate Bill 841 has state health advocates paying attention. The bill's main purpose was to ban the sale of e-cigarettes to minors, but KBIA's Hope Kerwin has more on how these good intentions may have led lawmakers astray.
This bill, I think it, for the legislature, it has the facade of regulation, the veneer of regulation, but in reality, it's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
That was the governor's director of policy, Jeff Harris. In addition to the ban for minors, the vetoed bill would have exempted e-cigarette companies from the taxes and advertising regulations that apply to regular tobacco products. And health advocates like Tracy Kennedy from Tobacco Free Missouri say this special treatment is a huge mistake. Kennedy says exempting e-cigarettes from current regulations would let tobacco companies make their own rules.
I'm sure people can sense the concern that the tobacco industry is trying to control how these products are regulated. So we think that health advocates also need to weigh in and not just let a corporate interest drive this policymaking.
Representative Caleb Rowden of Columbia handled Senate Bill 841 in the House. He says legislators were not trying to keep e-cigarettes from being regulated, but were instead working to better define them.
We thought it was more appropriate to define them much in the same way that you would define patches or, you know, Nicorette gum or something like that, that all fall into a different category and aren't subject to tobacco taxes.
The real debate is whether e-cigarettes are a tool for smoking cessation or a gateway to nicotine addiction. And both health advocates and lawmakers agree there isn't enough research for a definitive answer. Governor Nixon has been campaigning to defend his veto of Senate Bill 841. In a press conference held last Wednesday, he said continuing to pursue regulations of e-cigarettes is unnecessary for the state because action from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is well underway. But Tracy Kennedy says the proposed federal regulations don't go far enough.
It doesn't include restricting celebrity endorsements or television ads, which are something we haven't seen for traditional products for a long time. So that's a major concern. It also doesn't prohibit flavorings. There's a myriad of flavors for e-cigarettes, including things like, you know, bubblegum and cotton candy.
Even if Nixon doesn't convince health advocates and lawmakers that the FDA's regulations of e-cigarettes are enough, Kennedy says she thinks enough legislators have come to realize the negative impact the bill could have and therefore won't be overturning the governor's veto.
Every week that's gone by since session concluded, more studies have been released. We believe they want to do what's best to protect the youth of Missouri. And unfortunately, this bill just doesn't accomplish that.
For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. Thanks for listening.